1029 Big Country Hit, Susan along with you, and I love having special guests in the studio, and I have one today. Ryan Jay is visiting with us, and you're actually from Michigan, but you're kind of touring all over the place.
Yes, ma'am. Actually just flew in from California last night at 2 in the morning, so a little bit of jet lag, but we got a few shows to put on for the locals up here, so excited to be back in Michigan.
And this weekend, actually, you're going to be performing at the Dirty Duck Saloon. We want to make sure we throw that out, and it's free to come out and watch
it. Yeah, it's a free show. It's this Saturday, the 20th, so Dirty Duck Saloon. That's about 9:30 start time. It's going to be a big show. We're looking forward to it.
And well, so for people who don't know you, where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Southeast Michigan, a little town called New Boston. Spent a lot of time down south, you know, doing songwriting, playing, you know, the guitar. But, you know, that's where I'm from, you know, my heart and soul and born and raised.
And how did you hook up with the people that you're working with in California?
Those are the good old boys. Honestly, you know, just kind of social media. They found me, I found them, and they asked me to come out and join the tour, and it worked out great. And they're amazing guys, and if you get a chance to check them out, it's a good time, you know. We're actually flying back up to California next week to complete a little bit of the tour with them and doing one of our own shows at the Broken Spoke Saloon out in San Jose, California. So we're playing with the good old boys in El Dorado Hills, California. So it's staying busy. And then we've got spring break tour coming up down the coast. So
let's talk a little bit about your music. Who would you say is your biggest influence? Everybody's got theirs. You know,
that's hard. If you go old school, you know, definitely Haggard. A lot of my big influences are, you know, Eric Church, Jamie Johnson, huge influential writers. That, you know, I kind of follow, you know, but I make it into my own breed, so.
And how would you describe yourself to somebody who's has not heard of you?
You know what? It's honestly a mixed breed between, you know, if you like Outlawed, you know, Jamie Johnson, if you like Eric Church, if you like Justin Moore, all the way to, you know, Zac Brown, Jimmy Buffett. I mean, I really don't put a gate on my country music. You know, I really write what I feel. Gets rowdy, you know, Eric Church rowdy, and then, you know, sometimes I slow it down a little bit. So it's kind of all out there, you know?
All across the board, it sounds like. Now, this, what I'm holding in my hand, your CD, Get It, Y'all.
Yes.
Your new song's not on here, so are you going to have another EP come out?
No, that was the first EP that came out about 3 years ago. We did Just Fine as a single, and we're actually going to do a full-length LP here soon, which Best Days is going to be one of them, which I might play here for you in a second. But, yeah, Just Fine just came out as a single, and it's going good so far, you know, on the iTunes chart, so we're excited about it.
Where can people follow you or find your music?
Well, you can go to Facebook.com/RyanJayCountry or RyanJayCountry.com.
And it's just J-A-Y for those of you who aren't sure.
J-A-Y.
All right, so what are you going to play for us here?
Well, I think I'm going to do a new song called Best Days of My Life. This is a song that will actually be on the full-length LP if you guys are all looking out for it in the future here.
All right, so, Ryan Jay performing live in the studio.
Here we go. I'm just a country boy with a rebel soul that loves to rock and roll. Yeah. Man, I sure love killing it with the boys, but now I feel like chilling it with my girl laying the Chevy seats back. These are some of the best days of my life. Yeah, 'cause I ride, going 75 from my flats, top guitar by my side. Ride into another town, I got another show to go. These are some of the best days of my life. Yeah. I finally found the one to settle me down, and she puts up with me. Yeah. Man, I sure love killing it with the boys, but now I feel like chilling it with my girl laying the Chevy seats back. These are some of the best days of my life. Yeah, 'cause I ride, going 75 with my flat top guitar by my side. Ride into another town, I got another show to go. These are some of the best days of my life. It's a hometown kickoff show with all my best buds in the front row. Then it's off to Sheboygan, Michigan tomorrow. Then it's straight down the music row. This is where all the big dogs row, yeah. I think I'm gonna make it this far anyhow. 'Cause I ride, going 75 with my flat top guitar by my side. Ride into another town, I got another show to move. Some of the best days of my life, yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, Ryan J in the studio with us, Best Days of My Life, and that's going to be on your new...
That's going to be on the new single, the new album for sure. Oh,
and
of course.
Is that going to be out sometime this year, do you think? Or?
We're probably looking at, late 2016.
Okay.
So.
I know the process is
a lot longer than people
think that it is.
I'd like it to come out quicker. I'd like it to come out tomorrow, but the process is definitely time-consuming.
Now, did you write all the songs that'll be on the upcoming album?
Yep. Everything is... I've co-wrote with a little bit of, Nashville songwriters, but everything coming up is all me. So
if you could write with anybody, who would you want to write with?
It's a tough one, but I'd have to pick Jamie Johnson. To sit down with him and write a song with him would be absolutely just amazing.
What about performing? Would he be your pick to perform with too, if you could choose anybody?
Perform, I think Eric Church. I think me and him would get along with the Jack Daniels and the fun and the partying on stage. But
have you gotten to work with any like larger name artists?
Yeah, we opened up for Lee Bryce at the Fillmore a few years back. We did wrote with James Breedwell. He's a Nashville songwriter. He's wrote for Blake Shelton. Worked with Tony Stampley. He's another Nashville songwriter. Wrote more songs for Hank Williams Jr. than any other songwriter. So, getting out there,
Is there somebody that you've worked with where you just still pinch yourself and go, I can't believe that just happened? Whether songwriting or performing,
a lot of it in Nashville. And we got a private invite out to Tony Stampley's house, and a lot of people don't know him. But if you look him up, he's worked with Hank Williams Jr. most of his career, and going there and seeing all of his gold and platinum albums on the wall was just pretty intense,
Mm-hmm.
And meeting Lee Bryce was one of the highlights. That was just a genuine awesome dude, and with family roots. So
what is the best piece of advice you've gotten from somebody in your career?
If your heart's into it music wise go, don't stop, don't quit. You got to be strong-minded and just don't stop.
Well, tell us now, I'm going to play the single itself, Just Fine. Tell us a little bit about that song and how it came about.
Just Fine, more of a fun beach song, but my papa passed away from lymphoma cancer about 3 years ago. I wanted to write a song in remembrance for him. He loved going to Isla Mujeres, Mexico, which is about a 30-minute boat ride outside of Cancun. And he went there like 10 times a year, literally. So, I wrote a song and, instead of it being sad, it just turned into be a happy song in remembrance about him. And it's about being in Mexico and just living life. And that's what he did. And that's what he loved. And, I wrote a song for my grandpa, and no more expectations than that. And show after show, we just kept on getting more requests, and it turned into a single, and here it is.
All right. Well, we're going to play that. And when you're not performing, what are you doing? Because you don't have to play tonight. Where can people find you? You're going to be around town? What are you doing?
I'll be around. We're actually going to head back to Glenny and stay over there for a little bit. So you might catch us at the Glenny Tavern if you're lucky.
Going to be performing at the Dirty Duck Saloon on Saturday night. You said 9:30, but it's free to go in. So definitely check it out. Thank you so much for flying all the way up here right after you got off the plane.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Anytime. It's my job.
Just Fine. This is Ryan J. 102.9 Big Country Hits.